Historically, Atlantic white cedar forests were common to the Eastern Shore. Over time, these trees were harvested, and the swampy areas they depend on for survival drained and replanted with fast-growing loblolly pines as part of the forest industry's effort to produce lumber and paper pulp. Now, the National Aquarium, in partnership with the Nature Conservancy, is working to bring these unique native Atlantic white cedar forests back to the Eastern Shore. Here to talk with me today about this important work is Charmaine Dahlenberg, Conservation Project Manager for the National Aquarium. Thanks for taking time to join me today, Charmaine.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start with the obvious. Why the Atlantic white cedar?
The Atlantic white cedar is a rare, uncommon tree that has been placed on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources state watch list. So wetland forests where the Atlantic white cedars have been found are highly ecologically beneficial. They provide diverse habitat to local wildlife, protect our watershed by filtering runoff and rainwater, and act as a sponge to prevent flooding.
So what happened originally to put this amazing tree at risk in this area?
The lumber from the Atlantic white cedar is water resistant and highly valued for the use in boats, furniture, and houses. Over-harvesting of this natural resource has decimated the population. And additionally, over time, these wetland forests were drained and then replanted with fast-growing loblolly pines.
What's being done to support these efforts?
The National Aquarium partners with the Nature Conservancy to provide young Atlantic white cedar seedlings to the local schools nearby who care for these trees. So they care for them all school year long, and then at the end of the school year, they plant them at the Nassawingo Creek Preserve in Snow Hill, Maryland. What's really important is that these trees are grown from seed, and the seed is collected locally from the original Atlantic white cedars.